a very important topic today. So we decided to convene such a symposium in Europe with the collaboration of the EU to address the populist movements that have gained increasing strength and momentum across Europe and also in the United States. There is a growing xenophobia rhetoric against migrants and refugees. We noticed that migrants and refugees are increasingly portrayed as an economic drain and a strain on public benefits. And even the member state reorganized the positive contribution of migrants to inclusive growth and sustainable development through the adoption of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, as well as the New York Declaration for Refugees and Migrants, adopted by the United Nations General Assembly on 19th of September 2016. Their positive contribution to societies is not acknowledged and really understood by host communities. Media plays an important role in shaping perceptions of the people, especially social media.
Elections are upcoming in some European countries. Do you fear that the result of these elections would be very much shaped by the negative language spread through the media against refugees and migrants?
Yeah, the fear is indeed there, because despite the spirit of progressive migration policies defended by some European leaders, refugees continue to be portrayed by some in the media as potential terrorists and threats on national security. Also, social media provides a wide and open platform for hate speech. This environment has posed a heightened sense of fear and mistrust in host communities toward migrants and refugees around the world. It has also resulted in adverse impacts on the rights and freedoms of refugees and migrants. But we will do our utmost to tell the real stories of refugees in order to protect communities' interests and safeguard the rights of each individual.
Okay, speaking of freedom of expression, how do online means balance between efforts to combat hate speech spread by well-known terrorist group or by other groups and the need to protect freedom of expression?
Yeah, internet intermediaries shares a collective responsibility and play a crucial role in enabling people to access information. But the use of social media by terrorist groups to disseminate hatred narratives and radicalize young people has given more urgency to tackling the issue of hate speech online. The United Nations has worked on developing many initiatives, including the International Comprehensive Framework to counter terrorist narratives used in recruitment and incitement to violent acts under the leadership of the Security Council, in addition to the counter-terrorism committees or the UNAOC Spread No Hate initiative. Those have been developed and are being implemented towards that end. There are our initiatives developed by the EU.